This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. NordVPN, protect your IP address online, get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMANUTS. Tire Bar, order tires online, get fast free delivery to a local installer. Use code MMA7 to get 7% off $400 or more. Freshly, get $30 off your first two orders. Use code MIX30. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 443.
443!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
That grows the MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? Himosabi? Sabi!
What's going on? I don't know. It's fall.
It's awesome. We're just talking mid-80s during the day and then fucking 50s at night.
Philly. I prefer like the steady temperature, you know? I like it to be
consistent, right? I don't like 30 degree swings.
5 to 10 degrees is cool, but 30 is a little bit excessive.
Yeah, or whatever we're getting. I don't do math. I just pretend like I do on TV.
Ah, okay. Hey, we had a UFC event over the weekend.
Yeah, we did. You would start with the main event?
Yes.
And then I'll work my way backwards.
Donald Cerrone versus Justin Gaethje. Wearing off.
And did you see what Cerrone's outfit as he walked in?
Like a little fucking...
A little Doc Holliday.
I loved it. Fantastic. That's weird. I took almost the exact photo.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, I thought he looked very stylish.
And what happened?
Well, watching this, I just felt like Gaethje was like a hair faster than him the whole round. It was kind of like every time Cerrone wanted to do something, Gaethje was quicker. And then the leg kicks and everything else involved. And he just caught Donald pretty solid. So.
Yeah, and he had, I think, better angles. Like, the way he was attacking was, oh, I'm over here, now I'm over there. And then he had dropped him, and then he gets up, and he kind of, like, ringing off with uppercuts, drops him, looks over at the ref, are you going to fucking stop this? You're not stopping this? I'm going to fucking hit him again, fucking knock him out 3 times in one fight. And then there's this, I forgot who took the picture, but there's a picture of Gaethje, like, yelling at the ref, like, why the fuck didn't you stop this? And then there's a picture of Donald, like, why the fuck did you stop this? Because I still want to go. It's like the academy of the fighters right there. Like, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, Donald, did he look super thin?
I thought
he looked really thin.
Very thin. Very much thinner than, he was bulky for some time.
Seven,
he really
now we're
leaned
at
out.
55 again.
Yeah, it's like the muscle went away or something. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing to keep fluctuating up and down. It probably is. Devastating to your body because he looked old to me.
It's slow.
And I don't know if this is just the accumulation of doing like five fights a year for
fight.
How many fucking
MMA fight.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is like he has a tendency to start really slow, and I thought this fight he started extra slow. Like he couldn't get going. And
Gaethje brought
like
it to him.
Forward. So a lot of power. A lot of power. Ridiculous.
Yeah. What did Gaethje say in his interview? He said something. He's like, fuck that Irishman. I want to fight Khabib, pretty much.
Oh, I like it.
And I think that's probably, I'm okay with either of those, but I think I'd actually like to see him fight Khabib more than Conor. I don't know about you, but who would Conor even fight, and do you even want to see him fight at this point?
I mean, I like to watch him fight, but I can't really figure out who because I'm not that excited about him fighting. He's been like, kind of non-existent.
Beating up old men. Like, that's his...
Yeah. He's not relevant.
No, he's not. And that's weird. Like, how quick? Like, he better to burn out than fade away, right?
Yeah, but I think he'll be able to recapture that magic with all the shit talking. He needs to get a win under his belt, though. Or something exciting to happen.
He needs to fight a stand-up guy. No fucking ground. And I don't know who it is.
Not Poirier.
No.
No. That would be bad.
Because you got to find, like, what's a winnable fight? Is Jose Aldo winnable for Conor right now?
Maybe. Which weight division? 55?
We'll go 55.
Not 45, right?
I don't want to kill either of those guys.
Yeah, I think he can win that. Sure.
And then what do you do with Cowboy?
I don't know. This is a tough call. He's still talking about he still wants the belt. I think that's not really, he's got, like, Damian Maia-itis. In a way.
Yeah. Is he a gatekeeper now?
Definitely. I think they're going to feed him some young bucks is what I think is going to happen.
It's going to keep giving it to
him. Because he's a big name and he redraws faces and he'd be able to use him as a stepping stone for the fight. He might beat some and lose some, but overall, I just don't see it. He's up there in age. I mean, what is he, like 36?
Yeah, I would guess I'd venture to say 35. We have computers right in front of us. We can look stuff up, but
I don't want
to. I choose not to a lot. Yeah,
I don't know what it says. It doesn't matter. I think we're right.
I'd rather just guess.
We're always right.
Mid-30s, how's that?
100% of the time, we're always right.
That's right. We make it up as we go along. And then, what else was weird? So you had that Michelle Pereira versus Tristan Connolly, and Pereira had missed weight, but would you say he had a cut, like someone godly amount?
38.5 pounds, you say he cut. Ooh, you got 38.5 pounds.
Okay, Anthony Rumble Johnson. Maybe you're in a wrong weight class. I don't know. Fucking.
It's a lot, and then a lot of antics before and during the fight.
Yeah, he's like dancing on the way out, and then Bruce Buffer is announcing his name. He's in the middle of the octagon breakdancing and doing like the fucking helicopter. I'm like, how much energy is this guy blowing out? And then the guy that he's fighting, Tristan Connolly, takes the fight on 1 week notice. I think he was fighting up a weight class too. And he just, Pereira gasses himself out in the first round. He's doing all sorts of spinning shit, does a backflip, Superman punch off the cage. Like, what are you doing? DC's going, I don't know what the fuck I'm watching. He throws a flying knee and he throws it over the kid.
Yeah.
And goes launching in the cage. And then halfway through, he's just gassed out. And Connolly just keeps trying to go for guillotines, and he's just working him over. He just outworked him for three rounds and yeah. ended up getting a win. And mm-hmm. since Michelle missed weight, he got all the bonus money. So Tristan, I think he was on a 10 and 10. So we got 10 to show, 10 to win, $100,000 for fight of the night, $2,400 for him missing weight, and then $3,500 for whatever the fucking
wow.
Reebok money. So all in, guy made $125,900.
That's craziness.
On yeah. 1 week's notice.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's so cool.
I wouldn't mind that myself.
Love to see that.
I like it.
But the thing I'm challenged with, if it's a fight of the night, I don't think you can take that $50,000 away from the other guy if he missed weight. Like, I see what they're doing because you want to penalize them, but you've already taken 20% of his purse. You don't have a fight of the night unless you have two dance partners. That's not like a performance bonus. So I feel like that 50 should go to the other guy. Or you take a percentage. If you want to take
20%, they took 20%, it all away?
They took all of it.
Oh, I thought it was only the same percentage as they took from the purse.
They took all of his $50,000.
That's stupid. I don't like that.
No. You need two dance partners. If you want to take 20 of the bonus, I'm okay, but... It's one of those stupid UFC rules. Like, you can't make any bonus money. I don't know.
They're really serious about the weight cut, man. They want the fighters to step on the scale.
Yeah. And be they're so serious about it.
Yes.
Like steroids. Like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
And then there's two other fights. I just want to talk about the Todd Duffy versus Jeff Hughes fight. So these heavyweights are just fucking slugging it out.
Uh-huh.
And you know Todd Duffy, he goes into this weird mode when he gets rocked. Like, the punches get wider. Like, he starts swinging. Like, remember when he was fighting Frank Mir and he was throwing
oh,
those
yeah, yeah.
chin up? He started getting into that mode.
Wow.
And I think he got a takedown. I want to say they said it was the first takedown he's ever gotten in his career. I could be wrong on
yeah,
that.
No, it's pretty cool.
But there's right. something about seeing the heavyweights just going for broke. And these guys were going for broke. They're fucking rocking each other. Mm-hmm. Rock 'em, sock 'em style. And then at some point, they're up against the cage, and Hughes... It's kind of like a thumb finger in his eye, and it didn't look devastating. But Todd Duffy's over there going, I'm seeing double.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing the typical reaction when someone gets poked in the eye. They're going like this. They're holding their eye. His eye is wide open, and he's telling the ref, I'm seeing double. The ref's like, are you sure you're seeing double? Mm-hmm. Are you sure about that? Like, oh, yeah, I'm seeing double. Like, you sure?
Do they still get paid with a no contest?
Yeah, but no one gets their win money.
Mm.
So he calls the doctor in, and the doctor's like, your eye looks all right. Why don't you just finish the round, and we'll look at it between rounds? And Todd Duffy goes, I'm seeing double. I'm like, you can't say that to everybody. The fight's over. The fucking yeah. fight is over.
He so, wanted it to be over.
That's what it looked like. To me, as an outsider looking in, it looked like he wanted that fight over because the reactions were not normal for what we've seen from other guys that have been poked in the eye and way worse or way less. Like,
yeah, most guys try to hide it that they're hurt,
right?
Because they want to keep going.
Right. It is extremely rare.
Yep.
And Todd Duffy was acting real weird in all the interviews this week, where he's basically blaming the MMA media for I don't know what, not getting paid enough. And I don't know the payouts for this fight. I don't think they were correct, because it was some like pie MMA website that said Todd Duffy made 15 grand or something.
That's it.
I hope the hell not, but heavyweights were always making bank. So I don't know. I don't know what's next for him. Maybe he should stop fighting.
That might be a good move. He's only 9-3 though, and won no contest.
But he's usually getting knocked out or knocking someone out.
True.
I prefer him to get knocked out.
A dangerous way to live, Matt.
This is a Justin Gaethje lifestyle.
Yes.
It's rough. And then Glover Teixeira got to win. And then.
Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, Glover.
And then this weekend we have another. There's a pretty shitty card going down in Mexico City. There's only one good fight on it. It's Yair Rodriguez versus Jeremy Stephens. So,
I like Stephens' chances in that fight.
I'll take Yair.
Yeah.
And I'll give you no reasoning why.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a
barn. Because he's in Mexico.
It's a barn burner. I think they're going to slug it out. It
should
be exciting.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm excited. Is that a pay-per-view?
No, it's just fight night.
ESPN Plus?
Probably.
Okay.
But the rest of the card is absolute dog shit.
Okay.
And that seems to be the MO lately. It's one or two good fights. And
the rest is crap.
We just got to provide content, not quality. Quality on some of the cards.
Yes.
So
we're going to get into the makeup fight season, too. Like November, December, where they just throw cards together because guys have contractual obligations to fight. So they're just going to get out there.
And then like some of these cards, when one of the main card fighters gets injured, you have some problems, but I think they're even at that point where they don't care, right? Mm-mm. Just fuck it. The show goes on, man.
Yep.
Got any canoes?
I do. So Khabib Nurmagomedov and Dana White each donated about $100,000 to the Dustin Poirier charity. He had that shirt.
Yeah.
Remember they exchanged shirts? And I thought that was really classy of Khabib to do this. You know, he seems like a stand-up guy. To kind of
sometimes.
Support this. Sometimes. Well, most of the time.
No, because he's always jumping people behind the scenes.
Good point.
Like, he's kind of like the Jon Jones. Like, there's two different personas. There's in and out of the ring.
Okay, fair enough. But he did donate some money.
Like, literally jumping out.
Yeah, he did donate money to charity. Okay. I appreciate that. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. If he's, like, who the fuck paid $100,000 for Dustin Poirier's shirt that was worn by Khabib?
Probably some Russian mobster.
The dictator.
Yeah.
That was at the event.
Stalin. I mean,
whoever. I don't know. Dig the fucking guy
What's
up.
His name?
Hitler. Is he still around?
Fucking Hitler.
I don't know.
I say those names because I don't want to say the names that are currently in regime power because I don't want anyone to come to my house and axe murder me and stick shampoo bottles up my ass.
I would just prefer regular murdering, not the axe murdering.
No.
That sounds horrific.
Regular murder. What would be the best way to get murdered, do you think?
I have ideas.
You do?
Like involved objects being plunged rectally.
A rectal plunger?
Yeah, it's like something comes out and through your mouth and then into someone else's rectum.
That sounds really painful.
You rectify that?
I said the best way, not the most painful way. You're pretty sadistic, Matt. It's
horrible. Speaking of that, I just heard Rob Zombie. He's on Joe Rogan's podcast. He's got another movie coming out. What was it? Three from Hell or something.
Yeah.
It's in that House of 1,000 Corpses line.
Never saw those.
They're good.
Yeah. Is that a slasher film?
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch too many
it's horror movies. Yeah, I'm not really in. I've started getting into them lately, but.
Yeah. Are they like the creepy horror kind or just like slasher films?
It's fucking creepy. Yeah.
The creepy stuff. That weirds me out. I need like someone to watch them with. Otherwise, I can't sleep.
I need to come over and hold you.
Yeah, you got to hold me. I get scared, man. I need to have like someone needs to stay the night with me. I might freak out. Wake up with like sweating and stuff. And like, you
get in the fetal position. I'll spoon you. I'll watch
if anyone wants to watch horror films,
it'll be all right.
Call me.
I get violent when I start watching them because I see like people getting attacked. I feel like I need to protect them. So I'm the one who wants to fucking attack whoever's
not
attacking.
Me. I just run like a little bitch.
I don't know. Well, it'll all work out one way or another.
It's all good.
And then I want to ESPN put out their, we briefly talked about this last week. They put out their pound for pound list, and they have Jon Jones and Khabib Nurmagomedov tied for number one and said pound for pound. I fucking hate pound for pounds, but.
Yeah.
How is Khabib even in this conversation?
I mean, he shouldn't be. Jon Jones has fought way more talented guys and finished way more talented.
And you got to think about the style that he's finished guys, right? It's not always, I'm going to beat you at my game. I'm going to beat you at your fucking game.
Yep.
Khabib knows one way. It's take you down, pound you out, and submit you.
Throw you around. Yeah.
Jon does it every which way. And I think the other thing we need to look at is the toughness of the competitors that
yes.
they've beaten.
Jon is way more tougher.
Yeah, Khabib is just, when we looked at who we fought last time, we talked about it, there's like a handful of guys that I would say, I am impressed that he yeah. won. And then you look at Jon, like how many fucking champions had he beat in his run? Now, obviously, the division is so thin, so he's kind of at a crossroads
True.
Because, mm-hmm. but he may move up, but I don't even think these two guys are in the fucking same conversation.
I agree. No chance.
I wonder, is this just like a click? Is ESPN coming
clickbait? Yes.
With this shit? All right. You got anything, Aaron?
Well, I was wanting to get your take on this because mm-hmm. Tyron Woodley is trying to make noise about fighting Khabib. What do you think about that?
Like about who would win or should we make that fight?
Yeah, he wants to see what it feels like to fight him. So do you think he has a. Do you think there's validity to him calling him out on this fight? I feel like it's a little bit.
Well, I always have a problem with the bigger guy calling out the smaller guy, right? And I think GSP even talked about that, too. Like, I don't want to go out and fucking call it. This is his worst GSP impression ever, so I'm not going to do it. But I'm not... He never wanted to call out the smaller guys.
Good point.
And a sidetrack...
Except BJ Penn.
Right. A sidetrack, they had him and Anderson Silva squaring off over the weekend.
Yeah, it was weird.
Anderson looked much taller.
He did.
But they both had, like, almost the same kind of old man physique at this point.
Yeah.
Would I want to see that fight? Sure, but I think Khabib is 2-0. I think his dad was even saying like 30-0 or whatever it is. I think 30-0 if he wins the next two. Just go out undefeated, right? I don't know.
He probably doesn't need to fight anymore.
No, I thought the rumor was he got like $6 million.
They're gonna have paper.
And I don't know if that was with the pay-per-view points or not.
Well, if he's living overseas too, I think the cost
well,
of living is much
money
that,
too.
And the cost of living is much lower. So, you know, I think overall he's probably doing all right.
Yeah, but would I like to see it? Yes. Why not? And I favor Woodley. If you have the Woodley that fought Robbie Lawler, not the Woodley that just fucking got crushed
or
by
David
Usman.
Maia.
Yeah,
that Woodley was very crafty. Although I didn't like seeing it, he was very crafty.
I think he was injured, right? Didn't he? Injure himself.
Yes.
But again, when was the last time he fought? We lost to Usman, and that seems like forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in all his rapping and music.
Yeah. Gangster rap.
Like a terrible shit, but hey.
Like, remember Shaq when he came up with the rap
shit? Yeah,
he's
Shaq Fu, Shaq Diesel.
Yeah.
Fu Shnickin.
That same space.
Yeah. And he had a video game, I think, too.
He did.
Was he doing karate in his video game?
Something. I didn't play it. I don't remember.
No, I didn't. The guy is everywhere, though.
Everywhere.
Shaq.
Shaq Attack, all over.
I need a couple sips.
All right.
You see Boss Logic did a poster for UFC 244?
No.
That's fucking pretty cool.
Oh, it looks like GTA a little bit. That's cool.
100%. And then you have, like, The Rock in there. You have Jean-Claude Goddamn up in the corner.
Aren't they trying to trademark the bad motherfucker belt?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. How can they do that? It was in fucking Pulp Fiction.
I don't know.
Isn't something that they created in a movie, wouldn't that be copyrighted?
I don't know.
Because that's the same along the lines of, well, is more egregious was LeBron James trying to trademark Taco Tuesday.
That's a smart move.
That's
I like
fucking
it.
Retarded.
I think
like, nobody's going to let you, I just want to, fuck it, I'm just going to trademark Tuesday. Fuck the taco, man.
How high was LeBron? He's like, I have an idea. I'm going to trademark Taco Tuesday.
Fucking asshole.
Call my lawyer.
Hey, what are you talking about? You can't do this. Like, I got money. I got billions,
it
brother.
It would be awesome if you could.
Drop 10 million.
I wish he could do it because that'd be so cool. I wish he could do that. That means anything's possible. If he can do it.
Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh, my God. It's so blasphemous, man.
That's awesome. That show is good, though, on HBO.
Yeah, that won't seem to come up enough, though.
No.
I have it set to record, and I have like maybe
Barbershop
one a month.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's interesting to hear him talk.
Yeah, and it's surprising to have you know, call it 8 people on there, and not a lot of talking over each other.
No, pretty respectful.
Unless you have, who was that little comedian that was on there?
Well, Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
That guy was.
He was hammered, and he was fucking talking over everybody.
Of course.
Like, just shut the fuck
up. Yeah, little man syndrome.
Yeah.
The smallest
but
guy.
But I'm sitting in the tall seats. I feel tall.
He's like 2 feet shorter than anybody on that show.
Like, dude, just shut up, because other people have points.
Yes.
And I want to hear them, because it's way different topics. That, like, that show could literally go on for a couple of hours, and they only condense it to a half hour. Got anything else?
I'm done.
Okay. New fights. Brett Okamoto said Jacare Souza is moving up to 205, and he's going to fight Jan Blachowicz.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I thought Blachowicz might have been the next potential fight for John Jones.
Okay.
So I have no idea who John's supposed to fight next.
No idea.
Heavyweight. Oh, I heard a weird rumor that I there can't be any validity to this, that John is going to fight Brock Lesnar.
Whoa.
I don't know
Brock
where
was
I saw
out of the
that
testing
one.
Pool,
that's
no.
what I thought. But who knows? It's fucking UFC. If they're going to make a bad motherfucker belt for Masvidal Diaz.
I like the trend, if that's the case. I like where things are going.
Yeah.
It gives me hope.
Yeah, because we'll get some fun shit, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just blah, blah, blah.
I want to see spectacle. Brock versus... That's like a 100-pound weight difference.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It is.
Let's see what
and
happens.
I think they should just make it super heavyweight and fuck the weight class. Let Brock weigh what he weighs and just let him bang it out. Bad motherfucker belt.
I think Jones might win that one.
Yeah, you will.
It probably...
It'll just, his fucking reach.
Yeah.
And it, all he has to do is jab Brock and Brock... And I don't like to get hit. I'm the biggest motherfucker, but I don't like to get hit.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of explosive power. It could be... It's hard to say. It could be an interesting fight.
John will crush him every day of the week, even on Taco Tuesday.
Ah, okay. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. What else? Dan Hardy says he wants to fight Nate Diaz for his return bout.
Sure.
What do you think of that?
Why not? I like it. It might be too much too soon, though.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of Nate Diaz's talent to fight Dan Hardy. I think Dan should stick to, I don't know, look around on the wall. These are all bigger fighters.
Chael Sonnen. No.
He's too big.
Uriah Faber.
I don't know. We had mentioned good people last week.
I can't remember. Robbie Lawler?
Diego Sanchez. I think that was what we were talking about. And who the fuck said they want... Oh, Pettis says he wants to fight Diego Sanchez now.
Oh.
Huh?
I don't know.
What the fuck? There's another guy. You're kind of like Conor McGregor right now. Just fucking go over there. Just go over there in the corner. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
PETA, I think this was an article title. It says, PETA calls for the UFC to evaluate its relationship with Habib following loathsome treatment of Chain Bear.
Ah. Always PETA. We haven't heard about them in a while. You know, they'd pop up eventually.
What are they doing?
Like, they're protecting animals.
But wasn't that part of his country's heritage? Don't they just wrestle bears out of necessity?
It's a must.
Like, you need to survive, right?
It's a necessary thing.
You need to know that I gotta fuck up a bear if I have to.
Yes, exactly. Small bears, though.
Yeah.
Baby bears.
Yeah. I think this one was a little like a teenager. A little bit older.
Teenage bears?
A little bit wiser.
Like a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how big.
Was he driving?
Yes. They're in the car together.
Like a little clown.
They're in the back
seat. Is he wearing the hat? He's like,
sure.
There's clowns coming up.
What the fuck's going on? Let's see how many of these fuckers we can get.
Have you been to
the
circus recently?
No.
I've been wanting to go.
What's going on?
I don't know. I want to go. I haven't seen the flyers, but I've not been in years.
Didn't they go out of business? I thought Ringling Brothers,
Barnum and Bailey?
I thought they shut down.
Oh, even after the movie?
What movie?
This is
did PETA put them out of business?
Greatest Showman, right? They made the movie.
It was a musical, right?
It was a fantastic film.
I'm out.
Great.
It's a musical. Fuck that.
Yes.
Hugh
Jackman looking very, very fetching in that film. Does not. Him and his chicken legs. You see that shit?
Mm-mm.
Got chicken legs. But
no, Wolverine always had long pants on. He never wore shorts.
Ever. Well, why would he? He's Wolverine. He's got the claws.
It could be like the Hulk. Don't you Hulk out and fucking rip your shit?
Sometimes.
And then you got like jorts on.
Jorts
or whatever those things are called.
Are they baggy jorts?
Jammies?
Or are they slim fit shorts?
Whatever. Ever gets
I've heard
your
slim
way.
Fit jorts are in this season, Matt.
You have to ask Brandon Schaub.
Does he even know about that?
I don't know. He likes the fucking skinny jeans.
Oh. I mean, I like my jeans to be a little skinny, but not like skin tight skinny.
I don't understand it. I don't. Yeah, I like them loose. I can't wear the normal jeans.
I got you. All right.
I'll just leave it there.
I know what you're saying. It's all good. What else you got?
I do squats. Let's watch Kevin Lee being an idiot.
Great.
If this will pull up. I don't know if I have any volume. So apparently, this motherfucker has a Tesla. And he's driving, by the way.
Wait, what?
And he's playing, what, Nintendo Switch?
Yeah. Wait, but isn't it a self-driving car?
Yeah, he's in a Tesla. But you can't fucking just let the Tesla drive you.
Why not?
It's not safe. These things aren't 100%.
Seems to be doing a good job in this video.
He's playing some kind of fighting game. I forgot which one this is.
Super Smash Brothers, looks like.
He said he was doing this for like 2 hours. I don't know if this is a good ad for Tesla or a bad ad.
That guy can afford a Tesla?
Apparently.
Oh, good for him.
Is this the dashboard or?
Yeah, it's a dash in the Tesla. Looks like an iPad.
I don't know how many hours he's going, but I'm done.
Yeah.
Fuck this
guy. Exciting. Really crashes and kills people.
Yeah. Not even looking at the road for like a good 10 seconds. That's good.
Yep.
Good thing to post online too.
Seems like it shouldn't be legal.
No?
You probably get a ticket in the mail. We have you on film, sir.
Yeah. We've seen things. Let's do a little.
But have you seen dead people?
I see them every day.
Let's go backwards. I think we should read. When we do Ask the Nuts, we should read Rodrigo Machado's first.
Well, there's only one before his, so.
Oh. Damn.
Not to worry, kids.
Okay. I was going to say, it'd be fun to, like, we should do the show backwards next time.
Do you want to have zero fans?
Do Ask the Nuts.
It gets crazier and crazier the more drinks they go in. And then by the time I get to the fucking end.
That's good. Ask the Nuts first.
Lubricated.
Starting with Rodrigo Machado.
That'd be out of control. How many pay-per-view buys do you think that Masvidal versus Diaz card does? And this is for the one and only bad motherfucker belt, which I think they're going to retire after this fight. So I don't know why the UFC is trying to trademark it, because you would trademark it if you planned on using it over and over.
1.2.
I think it's over a million. Have we even heard any pay-per-view numbers since they've been on ESPN? It seems to not come out
as
often.
They're small. No one wants to talk about it.
I think you're right.
Tiny.
And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, no troll. Pound sign, bad rape trade. Okay. Sorry. I didn't do a lot of research.
Gotcha.
Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. One, if you were guaranteed the correct answer to one question, any question, what would you ask?
Any question with a correct question? I would want
to get the correct answer to any question.
I would want to know what is the winning lot. What are the winning numbers for the lotto when it's over 500 million, please?
You're smart.
Yep.
I'd be asking, like, are there aliens?
I don't give a shit. Just give me millions so I can do whatever I want with
my
life.
Yeah, I like your choice better.
Thank you.
Is there an afterlife?
It's like the first time ever I've come up with a good idea. it's like wow. Must be drinking that smart juice.
The semen. What was the most awesome excuse you ever made?
The most awesome excuse I ever made? I have no idea. Awesome.
I didn't make any excuses. I just take my medicine. Fucking make a mistake. I own up to that shit.
Or like Eddie Murphy and be like, baby, it wasn't me.
Yeah. Dick Sinner.
Not me.
What product do you think the world could go on without?
What product?
Yeah. Like the internet. I think I'd probably live without that.
That'd be tough. I was going to be more specific and say like something like Twitter. I still don't understand Twitter. It's like, we tried Twitter for a while and we're like, what's happening on this platform?
Give up.
It's weird. I think you have to be extremely narcissistic to love Twitter. You just have to be like wanting to talk about yourself. And besides, that's like a platform for getting yourself in trouble all the time.
That's why I refuse to use
it. I don't need a reason to post stupid shit on the more so than I already do on the internet. No, thank you.
Yeah, I have enough thoughts that I don't need out there permanently. Right. So I refuse to use it. And I just use it as a news tool. Uh-huh. I want to try to follow people that are going to report interesting things.
So yes.
It's mostly for content.
Okay.
What fun activity from your childhood has been completely ruined for kids today? I'll tell you what, a good fist fight to solve a problem. That's what's been ruined.
I knew he would say that.
That's what's been ruined. You don't hear that anymore.
Nobody's fighting
like all the bullying. Like, what are you supposed to do? Oh, go fucking tell a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, no, you fucking used to settle that with fisticuffs back in the day. And now I think it even evolves to like weapons and shit. But back in the day, it was all a good fist fight. Nothing. It was glorious. Or you'd be in like a fight with like two of your friends and like three other kids. Like, how about a good brawl, man?
Okay.
But I mean, you're little. So like the brawls, you might be in fifth grade. Like 3 versus 3.
Okay.
Fair fights.
Fair fights. Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the old fashioned arcade. I miss those days because the consoles, as soon as consoles came out, that all went to hell. And I appreciate being able to play video games in your own house and all that. But there was something magical about getting the stack of quarters and just putting that shit in, playing some Mortal Kombat, whatever. Remember track and field? You got your wallet out. You're like,
I remember there was a pinball machine.
Oh, you love pinball. I forgot.
I think
that.
It was, the fuck was it? It was the Goliath or Conan. Whatever the world's biggest pinball machine was. The arcade by me had it. The pinball was the size of a cue ball.
Oh, wow.
It was a cue ball. And I can remember there was a time where I couldn't reach both sides of the thing. So, like, my dad would be on one side with one flipper, and I'd be on the other side with the other flipper. And it wasn't, like, the most high-tech game, but it was just, like, this is the biggest pinball machine ever made. Mm-hmm. And I can remember the day where I could actually reach both of the flippers.
I'm
like,
grown.
Holy fuck. It's probably 5 feet across, you know, from one side to the other. But and then there's a certain smell to the arcade when you'd go in there. Like, it'd be ball-ass freezing and so on, because you got to keep it cool with all the fucking machines.
Yeah. It smelled like popcorn and sweat and something else.
And when they used to take quarters and then they switched to tokens. I was like, what kind of blasphemy is this token shit? Then you started getting to the point where this game takes 2 tokens? I'm like, what the fuck is this about? Mm-hmm. And now it's just bastardized to the point where they just give you a credit card. And you don't even know how much.
7 credits, 19 credits, 107 credits, one game.
Yeah. See, I was just like,
20 bucks is gone.
I was the entrepreneur back when I was a kid. There used to be Tuesday, speaking of Taco Tuesday, it was used to be $1 and you get 10 tokens on Tuesdays.
For a dollar?
Yeah. But then normally it would be $1 for 4 tokens, like on any other day. So what I used to do is go in on Tuesday with like 10, 20 bucks as a kid, buy all the tokens, and then go there on Wednesday.
Sell them.
And sell like 6 for $1. The people working there didn't like it very much, so I had to do it on the down low. Like, what? And then the people would be questionable, like, hey, how do I know these tokens are going to work? I'm standing right here. Like, fucking test them out. If they don't work, give you your money back.
Ah. Smart sales move, man.
That's right.
You're an entrepreneur.
Trying. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 59. MMA made me come number 11.
Let me see.
Angelica Chavez.
Uh-huh. It's not bad. But this is like pixelated. A top shot. We're missing.
Like I said, some of these women very hard to find good pictures of. Laura Marcuse, who's also Laura Sanko. Who does all the interviewing. And she's a fighter, but she's also the interviewer for like a bunch of things.
I got to say, there's something about the underboob that's very attractive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Just something like you want to punch it like a speed bag.
Not quite, but okay.
I don't know. And then Rose Nama.
Yeah, it's not my speed. I got to kill Rose. Sorry.
Yep, I agree.
She's also extremely
thin.
I was going to say
Macy's.
Crazy, but.
Oh, you want
to. Slightly crazy.
Just looking at looks alone.
Hard pass on that.
Okay.
So, as Matt would say, I feel like Angelica Chavez, I guess I'd fuck her and marry the one in the middle.
All right, we're in agreement.
Sweet.
You have any knowledge?
Just say one thing. We were talking about Netflix earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really a big fan of the Chef Show on Netflix, and they just started season 2. Just came out. Jon Favreau and what's his name? Can't remember. My brain's not working.
Seth Rogen?
Korean guy. No, well, he's on the show.
I saw one of them with him.
It's a great show. I love the show. They're always cooking weird stuff and the conversations that are happening. Mm-hmm. Great show. Love it. It's weird how we like to watch people cook and eat. Because, like, the eating shows, like, you like, That's like a, like, that. Why is that exciting to me? I don't know. But it is. Makes me want to eat some shit.
Yeah, that's why I tend try not to watch those at the end of the night. Like, oh no, these shows are great, but you're making me hungry making all this awesome
food. I feel like
food.
Netflix should invent smell-o-vision. So like when they have the cooking shows, you can like get a flavor of the cook of the food coming into
Someone
your
Someone was kitchen. Just talking about that.
Really?
Some podcast. I can't remember.
Smell-o-vision.
Must have been Rogan talking to somebody.
But it has to be limits on what you can smell.
Yeah. I just want to smell ass.
Yeah. Not on Netflix. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pass on that. In person, I appreciate it, but you know, on Netflix.
Let's see. Fun with Jorge Masvidal. I don't know what this is from. I think these guys are from ESPN, but I don't know how they didn't get killed on this one.
Oh.
I saw this.
Give me five.
Ah!
Give me five.
That's their shtick. They do that to everybody, yeah. I love it.
Fucking shooting him. Like the fuck. No, Bobby.
It's great.
Like fucking hell, man.
That's the thing. The old guy, he does that to everybody. This guy knows it's coming.
It's like, no, you don't do that to Jorge. Jorge took it well.
He did.
He's like, you're lucky, man. Yeah. You don't know which way Jorge's going. Sometimes this way, sometimes.
AC/DC. Both ways.
That's right. That's it. Shut down.
Short show, but that's all good. Maybe next week we'll have more to talk about.
Potentially.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.